The chief United Nations weapons inspectors today gave the Security Council their latest assessment of Iraq's cooperation with disarmament demands. And it was a more positive assessment than the one they gave 2 weeks ago. Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei told the council that Iraq has taken some new steps to assist weapons inspections, and the inspectors said they have found no evidence thus far of chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons activity. The question now is whether the deeply divided Security Council will opt for continued inspections or the use of force. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Both Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei describe an inspections process that is gaining momentum and starting to produce results in terms of more cooperation by Iraq. Blix noted that Iraq now has enacted legislation, at the inspector's request, prohibiting weapons of mass destruction.
This morning, we had a message that a presidential decree has now been issued containing prohibitions with regard to importation and production of biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. We have not yet had time to study the details of the text of the decree.
Blix said the inspectors also have been able to have private interviews with a few Iraqi scientists, and Baghdad has decided to allow aerial surveillance flights by inspection teams. But Blix also expressed some of the same complaints he's made in the past, especially about Iraq's failure to account for its vast stores of chemical and biological agents.
This is perhaps the most important problem we are facing. Although I can understand that it may not be easy for Iraq in all cases to provide the evidence needed, it is not the task of the inspectors to find it.
With his concluding remark, Blix gave some ammunition to those who think military action could be justified.
3 months after the adoption of Resolution 1441, the period of disarmament through inspection could still be short if, I quote, immediate, active and unconditional cooperation, unquote, with UNMOVIC and the IA were to be forthcoming.
British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw had this response.
I take those words to mean that Iraq has yet to be forthcoming with that immediate, active, and unconditional cooperation.
Straw warned the Security Council that it cannot afford to back down in dealing with Iraq, which Straw referred to as this tyrant. But there is strong opposition to using force, especially from France, which has veto power in the Council. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin spoke through an interpreter.
The use of force is not justified at this time. There is an alternative to war, disarming Iraq via inspections.
Dominique de Villepin called for increasing the number of inspectors, and he suggested that Blix and El-Baradei report back to the council in mid-March. Secretary of State Colin Powell was polite but dismissed the suggestion.
We are facing a difficult situation. More inspectors, sorry, is not the answer. What we need is immediate cooperation.
And Iraq, Powell said, is not providing that cooperation. Britain and the United States are working on draft language of yet another resolution that reportedly calls for serious action to force Iraq's compliance. But comments by other council members today indicate that gaining approval of such a resolution will be difficult, perhaps not possible. France, Russia, China, and some non-permanent members of the council keep asking, why risk war when the inspectors say they're making progress? A bitter debate is expected, but U.S. officials warn that the Bush administration is not prepared to debate for very long. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.